Thanks for tuning in today on day 7 in our 21 days of prayer and fasting. This podcast is devoted to helping us pray each day around a portion of Scripture as part of our 21-day journey that includes, yes, prayer and fasting. I trust that you have been thinking about how you can continue to implement fasting into your life during these 21 days, as well as every day tuning into this podcast so that we can together at least start to pray in a certain direction together. We're doing that by walking our way through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And today on day 7, it is Sunday, January the 11th. I want us to focus in once again into a singular verse in chapter 2 of 1st Thessalonians. Paul, of course, had visited Thessalonica. He's expressing his desire, I think it's around verse 17 and 16, to see them again. He wants to return to them. But that he says in verse 18 that he's noticing it's very difficult. It's almost impossible to make this return trip, even though he really wants to. He's tried multiple times. And then he makes this statement that Satan has hindered us. So in this very revealing moment, Paul admits he's acutely aware that it's spiritual warfare that he's involved with, that Satan is the one hindering their return. He makes no bones about it. He's not afraid to say it. He admits it, that the demonic realm is impeding his progress to come and see them. And I want us to pray to this end today. I want to pray around this idea that there is spiritual warfare. And so let's do two things. Let's be aware of it, which Paul here is showing. He was aware of it. And then let's take action in the middle of it. And though Paul here does not necessarily mention exactly what he does or, you know, how he fights against the spiritual forces in wickedness in high places, you know, these demonic forces, these kinds of things mentioned in Ephesians 6, we know that in Ephesians 6, he does talk about the armor of God, and he talks about how to dress ourselves appropriately for spiritual warfare. So I want us to think about that verse as well as we ponder Paul's admission here, Paul's clear understanding of why it's been so difficult to make a return trip to see the church in Thessalonica. It's because Satan was hindering them. There is an enemy to the work of Christ. There is someone who's trying to stop the spread of the gospel. There's someone who's making it difficult for people to see the light of the glorious gospel, who's blinding the minds and the eyes of other people so they can't see. His name is Satan. He's a liar. He's the devil. He fights against God and God's people. He fights against God's purposes. So let's admit this and be aware of this, and let's take action in this moment to pray against it and to pray that we ourselves are armed and dressed for this kind of spiritual battle and warfare. It's to that end we're going to pray today. And I would remind you of what Ephesians 6 does say when it comes to this idea of spiritual warfare. Paul says we're to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Notice what he says. He admits here our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of the darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. Paul here is doing the same thing that he did in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. He's saying, who are we really fighting? What's really hindering us? What's the real battle? It's against things that you can't see. It's against these demonic spiritual forces that are opposed to God. And so I want us to pray for a greater awareness of spiritual warfare and greater action, whether it means against it or in the middle of it. That action being rooted in Ephesians 6, where it says we're to take up the full armor of God and we're to stand with with truth like a belt around our waist, righteousness like armor on our chest. Our feet should be sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. We're to take up the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're to pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request. So this is how Paul says we're to go about taking action, either against spiritual wickedness, demonic forces, against Satan, or in the middle of this warfare. Either way, this is our first action step. And of course, like we just read, these things we're to gird ourselves with, we're to put on. The final one is this idea of praying at all times in the Spirit with every prayer request. So let's do that for sure today together. Let's pray for an awareness of spiritual warfare and the ability given by the Holy Spirit, the empowerment to take action in the middle of it and against it. Join me in prayer, would you? Oh, great captain of our salvation, Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters today. We gather now together in this kind of digital fashion, and we intercede for each other in the midst of great spiritual warfare. Undoubtedly, people who are right now joining me in prayer, those who are either listening to me pray, who will pray later today, Lord, there's no doubt spiritual warfare is part of their experience. It's part of my experience. Satan's hindering many of us at times. He opposes you and your people. Lord, make us more aware that many of the things that we encounter, they're a result of spiritual warfare. The reason they're happening is because Satan is working against us and your purposes. He's trying to hinder us. And Lord, we do not have the power to overcome him on our own. Our flesh will not defeat his force. But Lord, your Holy Spirit's power is greater. Your arm is stronger. Your reach is longer. And so, Lord, we pray now that we will take action in the middle of spiritual warfare and against spiritual warfare by taking on the full armor that you give us, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the belt of truth. Lord, these things mentioned in Ephesians 6, we pray that we will dress ourselves daily with your armor so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. In Paul's situation, this scheme was to hinder them from returning to the church and encouraging the church. Well, this is one of his schemes. I pray that we in our own current day would be aware that the devil is up to many schemes and that we would dress ourselves appropriately in your armor so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. And Lord, I pray that even as we are dressing ourselves daily with your armor in various ways, that we would always remember that one of the pieces, one of the actions is to pray fervently with all prayer in the Spirit, with every request. So Lord, we pray even now, make us more aware of this warfare that we're in and give us Holy Spirit empowered action in the middle of it so that we can stand strong against the schemes of the devil and for your purposes and under your protection. This we pray in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation. Amen.